It was the year 1892, and Paris was under the iron heel of French domination. Oh, it was the lucky, most lucky. Along the boulevards, women was dressed in acme of stupidity. And the cafes were full of Hayworth's ex-husbands.
You want a bucket?
Come on, Merry Grip Pipe. It's a beautiful day.
Yes.
Look, the sun is shining to the holes in your underwear.
Get out of that bath, Frankish wretch, and do an impression for me of food.
Pardon, messieurs. The patron of this cafe wishes to inform you that taking a bath and double beds are forbidden in here.
But they're both over 14 and house-trained.
I'm sorry, but you see...
You realize, sir. Do you realize who we are?
No.
You see those pallid, clenched knees arising from that bathwater?
Oui, monsieur.
They belong to the submerged, fear-ridden body of Count Jim Bubbles, Moriarty, owner of the world's greatest collection of 14th-century Italian explosions. There's one now. A genuine Richard III.
But, monsieur, you have been living here for a month without buying a drink.
Stay your hand, Mr. Landlord. Monsieur, I'll buy these two villains a drink. Garcon, three tins of wine.
Thank you, sir, thank you. By your bearing, your dress, and your manner, I presume you are an uncultured oaf.
Thank you. May I sit down?
I thought you were.
Apart from Harry Seacombe, who are you?
Well, I'm Lord and Lady Debrett, me, Ned Seagoon, and both my legs are licensed for walking.
They won't last, I tell you. No. What are you doing in Paris?
Well, apart from that, I'm over here on a sort of busman's holiday.
Doing what?
Driving buses. I do it to eke out my £50 allowance.
£50? He's got money. He's got money.
You must pardon the steam, Count. He's in strict training.
For what?
His death.
Yeah, and he looks in perfect condition for it. He must win.
Yes, yes.
Well, I think I'll go and blow him a £50 on the table.
£50 again!
Is he ill?
I fear he's got the dreaded pauper's crutch, you know. There is only one known cure, £50 placed inside the victim's wallet.
Has he got that much?
No, but just by chance he has an empty wallet.
£50!
We must hurry and find that money. His overacting is becoming increasingly apparent to us all.
I say, would my £50 be of any use?
Well, we can but try, Ned, we can but try. Let me have it.
He's a penny short!
Lord Debrett, you have the steam count's undying thanks. We shall go directly to the Mona Lisa and sign an IOU on the bottom point.
Well, whilst I'm waiting here, I'll just play this extended play conch of Max Geldre.
Oh boy, my conch is still getting the breaks.